was yellow and the night was young.
This is Ethel Ennis, Baltimore-born and internationally renowned singer with a buttery soft voice on the opening night of Ethel's Place, her cabaret supper club across the street from the Meyerhof. It is February 18th, 1985. This is the same Ethel Ennis who, born on Calhoun Street in West Baltimore in 1938, was, by the time she was only 7, playing a mean piano. By 15, she had cultivated her famous intimate style and was singing with blues and jazz artists, first in Baltimore, then throughout the country, then in London. She gained international prominence when Benny Goodman selected her as a female vocalist for his band touring Europe, and her stardom there led to her performing with Louis Armstrong, Count Basie, and Duke Ellington. Fame soared higher when she sang her very own a cappella version of the Star-Spangled Banner at the inauguration of Richard Nixon in 1973. Through it all, she lived with her husband, former Sun reporter Earl Arnett, in Baltimore, and persistently and consistently turned down the idea of living the high life in New York or Hollywood. That ran counter. So in the chattering world of blues and jazz, aficionados began to wonder, why does this superstar with international renown insist on staying in Baltimore? Why not go the route of living in the showbiz world where the applause is loud and the lights are bright and the life dazzling? They called her the reluctant jazz star and pressed her for an answer. She had one. She said, quote, "I've always believed you don't have to move on to move up. You can bloom where you are planted," end quote. And that was what Ethel Ennis was quietly celebrating in that buttery soft voice from the stage of Ethel's Place, February 18th, 1985, in the middle of a star-studded career that had taken her all over the country and the world. She was indeed home, blooming where she was planted, in Baltimore.
And the night is young.